Online Podcast June 13th, 2005. Hi everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. Thank you so much. I just want to thank all the comments and all the emails that I've been receiving about my previous show of us crazy people flying to St. Louis and all the fun that we've had with Mike and John. I just especially want to thank Mike and John. Both of them have really added a whole lot of fun and a different perspective to this show. And I mean, typically, like I said, you know, my show is not a comedy show, and so I don't have a lot of funny stuff like that. But and it's also much easier when you are interacting with other people rather than just doing it yourself. And because of that, I am going to post the first part of a our flight, because you know it took longer because I started recording it much sooner illegally. I have recorded our conversation a little bit sooner, so it took about 40 some minutes, and I only have like 14 megabyte of space left on my Libsyn account. So I'm breaking those into two parts and also posting it as a mono recording, because what I did was, instead of putting my microphones in my ears, I actually just clumped them together and just speak into the two microphones. So it will be in mono, and since the plane is so noisy anyway, it really doesn't need a lot of stereo. The previous show was fun to do in stereo because Mike was on my left and John was on my right. So thank you so much for your comment. I don't want to name names because there's so many people of you who wrote in and told me that you enjoyed that show. And of course, there's still email coming in as I'm editing. So thank you so much. And I will just start the show. The flight from Kansas City. No, I mean St. Louis back to Kansas City. And of course, we have a very, very special guest named Miss Shell. And you'll get to hear her. And she's a lot of fun also. And that's why I named this show Gays Equals Fun. Gays Plus Girl equals More Fun. So enjoy the show. And I will talk to you at the end of the show. Welcome to Online Podcast. Are we in the plane right now? You just heard Shell, Miss Shell. We are boarding flight Southwest 671, going to Kansas City. Say hi, guys.
Hello. I'm talking to two white furry balls. Fuzzy.
Okay, well, we need to turn stuff off now. We'll continue later. All right.
If you're traveling with children or anyone needing special attention, put your mask on first and then your husband's. You can sit back and relax and enjoy our 8-hour flight to Hawaii. Okay, we're going to Kansas City. It's going to take about an hour.
Welcome aboard. Might not have been so bad at y'all.
Sometimes you need funny, especially late night flights. You know.
Yeah.
Just to wake you up enough to go home.
It didn't look like there was as many people waiting, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's not full.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, it's a middle row. Yeah.
Was that her?
We love you.
Yeah, I'm on the reserve power right now. recording.
Oh my god.
It's because she was funny.
Illegal.
She was funny.
Should I turn it off?
Yeah.
No? Maybe the pilot would come get me. But he's kind of cute though. I kind of wish he does.
I didn't see the pilot.
John got caught ogling the pilot.
What?
Oh, really?
What?
You got busted ogling the pilot?
He did.
Yeah, and then my hair fell down. I had to do this.
At that moment,
the pilot was cute.
Oh, you checked him out.
Yeah, and he said the pilot was cute, so I leaned over, and my hair fell down. I was like, and I looked at him, and he stared back at me. I was like, Michelle's gonna be our surround sound. Michelle 5.1.
Michelle
5.1. Reading in the dark.
That's not always a good thing, is it?
You can touch it, like,
why are you pointing it back here?
Well, because they can hear it.
What are we trying to hear?
What are you reading, Michelle?
Something in the dark.
You know?
There
are lights overhead you could turn on.
Turn on the glow-in-the-dark version.
There you go.
Ooh. Oy, that's too bright. Turn to page 24, it's glow-in-the-dark. No, I'm kidding.
Ow.
I said turn to page 24 for the glow in the dark article.
Is there really?
No, see, and you and you thought it too.
I bought it.
Yeah, you bought it. Bought the farm.
Well, just like so you were saying, you were in China. You lived in China.
Oh yeah, I grew up and I spent 10 years in China.
Now what's going on with that?
Yo,
is that Cirque du Soleil?
Is that like water
ballet? It might be O or something.
It looks like catfish. We're looking at this article and we don't know what it is. What magazine is this? Southwest something?
This is Southwest
Airlines Spirit. What issue?
The summer travel.
The summer travel issue. And on page 162, there's this picture that calls
Oh.
That's the people's reaction. Oh. It's not, oh, it's oh. It's just like five catfish swimming. Human catfish. Well, it looks like human catfish.
What's the description say? Does it say
it's
supposed to be fish?
No.
Oh.
It's oh, yeah. That's the
Cirque du Soleil
thing in the water. It's all in water.
Okay. Does it have like underwater cameras?
I think that it's like half underwater, half above water.
Oh, this plane isn't sounding too good.
But
it's got a lot of creaks and shit.
We're right on top of the
sitting on top of?
Yeah.
Well, you better make sure that bastard don't fall off.
It will not.
I don't know what I'm going to hold on to, but...
I don't know.
Hold on to... Oh. Hold on, page 162.
Go back. I want to see what it said about the pomegranate nation. Go back one more page. Wait, not too far.
Now, if you're listening to this while you're on board Southwest Airlines,
pomegranate nation would be Israel. And that's about alcohol. Wonderful pomegranate
Alzheimer's
juice.
And
I love pomegranate juice.
Cancer.
I love pomegranates. I like to pick it and eat it one at a time.
Yeah.
Salad. Really, oh my gosh, so good in salad.
Oh, you like this pomegranate juice?
Oh, it's so good. It's expensive, though. It's like $4 for that little bottle.
Ooh,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's really expensive.
I know when I was
I like
in,
to buy pomegranates.
Is it cheap in California? I know it's cheap in New York.
We had a pomegranate tree in our backyard. So, yeah.
We were in New York, it was like $5 and we got four pomegranates.
Oh yeah, when you buy them
in Chinatown,
here in the fall,
humongous.
When you buy them here in the fall, they're like it's a good buy when you can get them for a buck.
Even here?
Yeah.
Even here?
You can get them here. You can get them in the fall.
In the fall?
And I like to
Yeah,
make...
that's right. That's right. Because my parents were here last year, and we bought a couple that's, like, really huge. My mom's never seen such big pomegranates.
They're delicious. I like to make... I like to use them to make a glaze with mustard on a rack of lamb.
Oh.
It's really pomegranate.
Do you crush it, though?
I have a juice extractor, so I run through the juice extractor. I run the seeds through that, and then I blend it with, like, a country-style coarse-ground mustard, and of course, a little garlic, and rosemary. Very important. And,
isn't it a bunch of seeds?
Yeah, but the juice extractor takes care of the seeds. Okay. It gets all the seeds out.
I like the seeds.
And then...
The crunch.
They do. And then... And then I reduce it and I make a glaze for a rack of lamb. It's really delicious. Mm. And then you you garnish it with fresh rosemary and seeds. You sprinkle the seeds over it to make it
like
little gems. It's gorgeous. I should do a cooking.
There is one called Say Yum. It's really... Isn't that cute, though? It's called Say Yum. And it's a husband and wife couple, and they always, cook. But you can always start yours.
Of course.
It's a lot of work.
We have the clear to take off. Make sure your seatbelt is fastened.
Are your seatbelts fastened?
Yes.
Are your trays in the upright locked position?
Are you crooked?
I don't think I look that bad.
So, Michelle.
Wow, scoliosis.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Press-ons? She's got those fancy Lee press-on nails.
No, those are custom. I just want to know what the pattern is. Are you ignoring me?
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, wait.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for somebody important to ask me a question.
What is the pattern on your fingernails?
It really isn't. Yeah. It is just...
It's very pretty.
Stuff.
Okay.
You know what I was going for?
Cool hands.
I was going to go for the zebra look at first, and then he did this design. I said, oh, what the hell.
Now, okay. Is this not already painted on the
nail? They're like hairbrushed up. There's stencils with airbrush, right?
Yeah.
They look like little bears.
$23.
I have never had manicure and pedicure. One of these days, I'm going to get one for myself.
You should. Have you had a massage?
I have had a massage.
Not a
manicure, pedicure. Oh, when I went back to Malaysia, I went to...
Yeah, but in Malaysia, they just do
so many times.
Massage.
No, not all. Just the one I went to. But I have to tell you this. Have I told this story online before? Maybe not. Maybe yes. I don't care. So I went back to Malaysia. So the thing that's really in now is Bali massage.
Bali?
Yeah. Like Bali, the island, the Indonesian Bali.
Bali, yeah.
Bali Island.
Oh.
And so I went there. Well, my friends, the
Bali
couple.
Friends?
Huh? No. Like a couple who's getting married. I was the best man for their wedding, and it was like a few days before their wedding, so they said, let's go to a spa, so we went there. And then I went into the... Oh, it's really loud.
Wait until we take off.
I have to move on.
call Michelle 411? Bitch.
What's I think they're trying to see through me.
Oh, guess what I have to do?
I don't know.
Wait, let's get out of the way.
Are you wiping your ass?
What?
Are you wiping your ass?
No, I was trying to get out of the way.
What?
I think Michelle was trying to look at that guy, so I was trying to get out of the way.
I was trying to see who the salt and pepper was, but I can't see.
I love salt and pepper. You know.
It's dark. In the dark, everybody looks.
You know,
they've been to a single bar. You know what I mean?
I love salt and pepper. You know, every once in a while.
Well, you know, you got
that's why so many babies are made in your diary.
you know once in a while, Target catalog, not once in a while, they always have like the, you know, the 50s. So, they are so hot.
I used to, when I was a kid, like the Macy's catalog was my form of porn.
Oh my god.
It was the summer swimsuit issue. Loved it.
And you just graduated.
And then I graduated to Hammacher Schlemmer. And then Penthouse.
My hair is hot.
Your hair is hot.
My
scalp is hot.
Oh, well, that would do it.
That's how much
it's sort of like a sunlight.
Yeah. And my hair is dark. It's absorbing it.
It's a little bit.
You can charge your iPod. You stick it in my hair.
Really?
Because it sucks up all the energy from the light. I said she can stick her iPod in my hair and charge it. Because my hair picks up so much energy from the light. I have black hair, you know. Oh, you have no hair. You have direct sunlight contact.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally...
But see, at least it doesn't trap the heat in there. I mean, you get exposure, but it doesn't trap the heat. My hair traps heat.
No, it's quite cold having no hair.
Yes.
I can believe
it. And during the summer, it's much more comfortable having no hair.
I betcha. Yeah. I would rather die than having bald hair.
Right.
I would be so off. You know, not everyone can carry without hair.
Right.
I mean, you carry really well. It fits you perfectly.
I'm lucky.
If I
Because I don't have much of a choice.
Oh, thank goodness I have hair. Otherwise, I'll be wearing
a toupee.
Donald Trump. I would.
I'm just quite sure.
I would be awful.
Some of the people have the big fat crease.
The sausage right roll in the back of their head.
I would have one of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, I kind of do.
I know.
How
short have you had your hair?
Huh?
How short have you had your hair?
I'm like about this short, but the shortest. Well, I was probably like 19.
Oh, okay. So you don't keep it short like that.
Are you gonna cut it for the summer?
I might. I do my own hair, so I you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It looks like a professional cut. Oh,
do you,
but you're gay.
Do you have issues?
It's always a professional cut, honey.
Do you have issues having your hair cut by other people?
Yes,
I do too.
Control freak.
That's why I don't go.
Really?
I'm a control freak.
You cut your own hair too?
No, I finally give up and go, but I don't. It's not a pleasant experience.
Well, wow, what's wrong? I mean, that looks good.
It stresses me out.
It's really hard to tell people
I want my hair.
No
particular person that always cut it.
No, I never go to the same person twice.
Really?
If
you started going to the same person, then you would be able to train them.
Major list of portable electronic devices that may now be used. It's on the beverage menu page of Spirit Magazine.
Excellent.
Here.
If you put this back, put it back now.
Oh, that's much better.
See, now we can all talk much more easily.
I guess we can.
Uh-huh. Are you comfortable? I don't care. This is the way you're staying.
This works for me.
Okay.
See, when you guys are too loud, I'm gonna pretend I was falling.
Does anyone want any?
That's right. This is much comfortable.
We got a big bag of nuts if you like some.
We can take them and share.
How many wings did she give you?
How many?
Probably about 20.
Probably about 20.
Twenty
bags of nuts.
No. The wings.
Three sets of wings.
Oh. Do you want to give some to your kids?
Yeah. I have one. I don't want
it. Yeah, I want. Yeah, for my baby. I could just
should ask for more.
Is it just stickies?
The sticker comes off.
I thought it was a pin.
You know I don't want it.
You can buy the pin and stick it to the sticker.
That's too much work. This will work right here. Stick it off and slap it on their head. And
well, that's what John did. He slapped his on his forehead.
Yeah, you know, you can put a tape and put your own safety pin, and then you can pin it.
John, that's too much work. It has already
super
done
glued on.
Oh my God. Okay, can I tell you this?
I don't.
Yes.
I have a tiara.
Good one.
I have a tiara.
Really?
No shot.
A really, really
yeah, no
nice
shot.
One. A really, really nice one. But anyway, I always liked tiaras as a kid. So I would cut out paper. Oh no, I actually, okay, I first started with paper and then make it into a hat, you know, and then I'll cut the shape out and I'll stick stuff, paper into a tiara. And I turned into using cape wire. Turned that into a tiara. And then finally, when I was this is probably about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I was like, and then I was singing with the Heart of the Man's Chorus, and we were supposed to wear something funny on stage, you know, at some point we were all serious, and all of a sudden we pull something out funny. It could be sunglasses or whatever. So I thought, oh, I'm gonna buy a tiara. I have an excuse to buy a tiara. So I bought one. It's really, really cool. That's all.
How much was this tiara? I want to know how much you spent on your dream tiara.
It wasn't all that much. It was on sales. It was like maybe like $40, $30-something.
Oh, man. That's not bad.
But it's really... Well, it's not really huge, but it's nice. Because it's, you know, I have
so,
it.
And so, sometimes, you parade this for Bruce sometimes?
No, he hates it. He's like, you're crazy.
Bruce hates it?
Yeah. And I just sweat in front of the mirror.
Every once in a while, you know what? You need to feel pretty, you put it on.
I'd really love to see it.
Off the tiara? Okay, I'll put the tiara on the photo. I mean, I'll put the photo of the tiara on the line.
Okay.
And I feel like sometimes, every once in a while, when you're like, you know, really feeling really crappy, you just put on your tiara and you get your power back.
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept.
So, everyone out there, go to johnaltiara.com. No, I'm kidding.
It could be tiara.online.
Tiarong.com.
Thank you so much again for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Please stay subscribed and have all your friends learn about iPodder, how you can get the shows downloaded straight to your MP3 listening device or your iPod just by going to iPodder.org. And we will continue the conversation that we have up in the plane. You know, sometimes get serious, sometimes it's crazy, but you know, We'll talk about that on my next podcast whenever. I don't want to say tomorrow because I don't know when my Libsyn account will free up some space. So whenever that is, I will post that show again. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time, day or night. Thank you, and don't forget to smile. Bye-bye. It's 비록 기다려